from the last book, you know, if anyone feels like talking about something, or should we go in other book? Shelter, yeah.
Can you talk a little bit about that? Why, like, what it means more? Because it's kind of stuck in my mind.
Yeah, like, generally.
Why would that be better than the other option that you said?
Very effective.
Because you kind of said that either you can walk with no shelter or you practice yoga or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So why would one of them be better than the other?
Yeah, I think from that, what, like walking without shelter, what he means that actually, like in the life, you know, like if we watch ourselves, we are kind of like very, very fearful, you know, like we don't want to make mistake actually. And then the fear is that, you know, I should not make mistake. So then we catch like many, many shelters, many, many books, many, many people, and start behaving like that. But of course, like you probably, you feel that I don't make mistake, but also you don't learn, you know. Like what you lose is not learning. Because somehow, like, you know, if you can manage not to make mistake, of course you will also, what you will lose is you will not learn. So somewhere he's saying that if you can really see life as life, because life is, you know, kind of, nothing is known about the life, you know, like, we don't know how we are in the body. We don't know how long I will be in the body. Like, basically, nothing is known. And what is known is, like, mathematical reports, like what we say true, you know, is like reports based on number, you know, like, you know, this percent of people, you know, that percent of people. And we really try to rely on them. So what he said was trying to say that if we really can rely on life, and then certainly there will be mistakes. And then certainly there will be learning. So, like, you know, if you prevent a boy, you know, a child, that you shouldn't fall, kind of, you say that this is the rule, that you should not fall. So I think probably this child will not be able to learn how to walk. You know, there is no other way than falling, you know, many, many times. Similarly, in the life, there is no other way. Like, you really have to learn from the mistakes. So, he was saying that somewhere we have to agree with ourselves that, you know, this is the situation. I don't have any other way. And this is what he was saying, like, if you can let go of the shelters, then you will have an opening from the mistakes to learn. Like, to learn. So the thing is, like, if you don't repeat mistakes, like, making mistake is not a problem, but repeating mistake is the problem. And when we kind of we don't allow ourselves to make mistake, then repetition happens. Because like somewhere, as soon as we see ourselves making mistake, then somehow like we are so stressed that we don't see like what I am doing kind of. And then similar kind of repetition happens, you know, that keeps on happening all over the life almost. So Sage was saying, like, if we can really promise to ourselves, yes, I will feel happy to make mistake, but not feel happy to repeat.
Innocence?
Uh-huh.
Like, if you're not...
Yeah, it's innocence, you know, it's the same thing. Like, you really, you know, you are like a child, you know.
But if I see that, okay, I made this mistake, I see the same kind of situation coming up again. So, I wouldn't want to say, like, I know that I'm going to make the same mistake again.
No.
If I do this, you know?
Also, this Sage is also not saying that.
So then
because if you allow one time yourself to behave like that, then you will learn enough that you will not make, like, you will not repeat second time. Yeah, so I think, you know, you have to kind of try, you know.
Oh, yeah, but it feels like I'm not learning anything.
But do you allow yourself to make mistake or?
Yeah,
you allow or you just make? No, because these are two things.
What does it mean to allow myself to make?
No, but this means actually, you know.
That I don't admit that it is a mistake or what?
No, like really to feel, not stress of making mistake.
Well, I don't feel stressed about it. I just cannot get bored of it.
I get it. Yes, so this is what I'm saying, like you are perhaps in distress, you know. Kind of like, you know, what you are saying, boredom, probably is like, you know, if you can happily accept yourself making mistakes.
Well, that's what I think that I'm doing, you know.
Mm-hmm. So maybe... Why people...
People repeat their mistakes.
Yeah.
Because of the stress of...
Yeah, because like somehow we don't allow ourselves to be. Like what happens? Like, you know, say if my body, you know, is like very easy like this, then I make like, you know, because, you know, I... Many times, you know, I see television, movie, and there it shows like if body, my body is like if someone's body is like this, you know, that is the right kind of. So then I do like this. And then it's never kind of, you know, look, I have to be tense, you know. So actually in life, you know, this is what is happening. And also like mistakes are happening like this. So then I have to repeat it again and again, because this is not my normal situation. What I'm saying, because like we put ourselves in some situation, you know. Like, we don't feel that I'm good enough. Like, you know, there is no confidence on me. My confidence is on television, on newspaper, on some, like, you know, some leader what says. So my confidence lies there. And then I have to be, like, not me. Other than me, I'm everybody. But I'm never me. And then, you know, I have to do this, repeat this again and again, because I'm never relaxed, you know, in any activity. You want to say something more?
Mm-hmm. Why that prevents me from doing them again?
Doing?
These mistakes again.
No, because like, actually like, you know, like when you are in your right situation, you know, if I am like sitting in my right situation, mm-hmm. then I will really see everything. Mm-hmm. And if I am not in my right situation, then I will not like, I will not learn what I have to learn from that. So this is what happens, like, you know, like we are not in right situation, like somehow we assume, but actually it's like really funny, you know, like, you know, being like this is really funny, but like all of us do, and then all of us accept that, you know, this is the right situation. And then we are kind of never really seeing it properly, you know, why I make the mistake, and then, you know, this is why it keeps on repeating. And once you are kind of relaxed, then you really know that, you know, you know, this I shouldn't do.
You can see clearer than, you can see things.
Yeah, you will see very clearly, you know, like, because once you are relaxed, then you will see things very clearly. And this is what, like Sage was saying, like, you know, if you can let go of all the shelters, because of shelters, you know, like, because, you know, I have put one, you know, kind of, like, under my arm something, you know, like many, many things, you know, like under my heart, inside my heart also something, like, even hearts are not pure, you know, like, they have, like, you know, like, all the hearts, like, we are told to, you know, to be somebody, then they are kind of hang, you know. They are not really resting. We don't have resting hearts. They are really, you know, hanging and in like very funny shapes, actually. Can you please speak loudly?
When you realize that this is happening.
What can I do? Like, when you realize that you are kind of, like, if I realize that I'm, you know, my heart is like hang, you know, my leg is. So I think I will try to make myself normal, you know, like pull all these. But how? How would you, like, you know, like you see also that, you know, there is like this, you know, pole here, you know, there is some pole in the heart, many, many things, like one by one. Yeah, you know, it takes time, but, you know, it's very easily, it can be done very easily. And I think, you know, this is why we are practicing, you know, like really to be normal. Like the practice is to be normal. Like if someone is normal, I think, you know, doesn't need practice, actually. Will not need practice, yeah. So actually, practice is really to make us, ourselves, normal. Because like, you know, other day, through the book, we heard that Christ was saying, you know, like, feel virgin and give birth. Actually, this is what Christ said. He said, feel virgin, but don't starve yourself, you know, by giving birth. And actually, if we see what we are doing, you know, we are doing like, be virgin, don't give birth. Like what is happening, like, you know, all the monasteries, they accepted this as like, be virgin, don't give birth. And then what is happening? Like these people who are there, who are virgin, don't want to give birth. Actually, they should be giving birth. Because, you know, they are sensitive people. They really can pour love on children. And certainly, like if you are pouring love on your children, children will feel gratitude to you, certainly. And if children are grateful to their parents, then certainly they will be grateful to existence. And the mistake like we are like making, that children are not grateful to parents, because parents who are giving birth, they are not sensitive. So they really, actually parents are, this is like very biological. Like love towards children is biological. Like all the creatures love their children. And then parents who are giving birth also like are like creatures, and then they expect love from the children. Instead of like pouring, you know, they really want. And this is like the relationship becomes like really funny, you know. No parent is happy with the children. No child is happy with the parents. Because like we heard Christ, like this is what Christ was not saying that, but we heard that Christ says, be virgin, don't give birth. Actually, he was saying, feel virgin while giving birth. So like, you know, this is this kind of like mistakes we make, like the whole society. And then we accept that this is normal. Like, you know, every society, not, you know, I'm not kind of, you know, please forgive me. You know, I'm not like complaining, you know. I'm just saying like one fact, simple fact. And this is like, so many simple facts are like that. And this is why we have like hang hearts, you know, like funny bodies. Kind of.
A few days ago, you talked about putting the cushion beside, and then you were talking about, at the end, you said something about like having a gambler's heart in relationship to that.
Yeah.
Can you talk about that anymore?
Yeah, like it's also like, again, like removing the shelters, like gambler, you know. Gambling means like, you know, you will put money, you don't know if you will get or this will go. So also leaving shelter means like you don't know like if you will be able to stand or not. So like, you know, kind of same kind of thing. So that means I'm allowed to go in the next book. Should I take this liberty or should I wait?
I love the book we were reading from.
But that book is finished, you know, somehow. Yeah. This is why like I have changed the book. So I'm opening and seeing from where I'm going to speak.
What is this?
This book also has Mira, also has many, many sages. So, but I don't know where, like, what will come today. So, okay. So, Mira is like really pushing. Like, there was some guy, and Mira decided to push that guy. Yeah. So, I have to accept her push, you know. So Mira, she's singing that, Main to teri saran parire Rama, jiu jahe jiu tar. Arsat tirat brahm brahm ayo, man nahi mani har. Kya jag mein koi nahi apana, suniyo sravan kuma murar. Mira tasi ram bharose, jamka fanda nikhar. So, Mira feels herself like in this mood of taking all the shelters away and kind of surrendering. And she's saying, Main to teri saran pari re. I really surrendered you. And jyun jaare tyutar, like, you know, now, like, I don't know how, like, whatever, you know, is like your decision, how I will be leading my life, you know, like, I don't know, like, because now, next line she's saying, arsat tirat brahmar brahm ayo. I really went to all pilgrimage places and like through my mind I have done whatever I can. Like, it's not that any hope is left for my mind. I really went through all the pilgrimage through whatever my mind can tell, and after doing all this, now I feel like that through my mind I cannot know where to go, so I really surrender to, like, few days before this other sage was talking about this, where all the senses meet together, sixth sense are intuition. So she's saying, you know, I really surrender to intuition, to that sixth place, and like, because of, and this surrender has come because I really have done enough through my mind. Like, I really went through to all. Like, she's saying, like, 68 pilgrimage places, actually. Arsat, you know, 68. And also, I have been wandering here and there, other than this. And somehow, from experience, I can say that if I follow my mind, you know, it doesn't seem that there will be a way. So I decided to surrender to my sixth sense or to my intuition. And if that can whisper something, that can speak to me and tell me what to do. Ya jag mein koi nahi apna suniyo sravan murar. And she's saying that she's using this word Sravan Murar. Like somebody like who has capacity even to listen like many times we experience like you know like actually in love this happens. That, like, you know, you are with your love and nobody spoke and you hear, like, in your heart, you hear that, like, you know, your beloved is saying something. And, it, like, many times that is true. Like, so she's saying, like, because you really can listen like that, listen like without, you know, I don't have to talk, I don't have to say, I only have to feel, and then you will also feel, because you have this capacity, because she's saying that, I know that this intuition place, this sixth sense place, has this capacity, it can, you don't have to say, you really have to feel, and then somehow, it's probably like when you play, you know, these instruments, like, you know, beena, guitar, like, you know, what you do is like you push the string and what comes, like, you know, the whole, I think, you know, one musician sitting here can kind of really make all of us drunken, you know. And doing what, you know? Like magic, you know, kind of. Just the finger, you know, not even. And all of us will be kind of drunken. So she's saying that, I know that you have this quality, you know. I will just really push a string of my heart, not even push. You know, something will happen to the string of my heart and you will be able to listen perfectly what I mean, what I need. So she's saying like, I really trust that, you know, like you are that kind of person, you know, who really can listen this. Meera Dasi Ram Bharose Jamka Fanda Nivar. And Meera is saying that she's saying like, I really trust this place in me that will be able to remove all my tendencies, all my all my bandha, you know, she's saying like, I really trust that this place will not only listen me, but also email me back, like techniques, and that will be enough to really, you know, experiment life. So she's like really trusting that, you know, this connection will work, you know. It's not like a, you know, in Kotdwar that you have, I think nobody tried. In Kotdwar you really have, it's a really slow connection. So she said it's not like Kotdwar connection. It's really very, very fast, you know, somewhere in the west, that kind of connection. And I really trust this connection. When?
She's saying you, like,
yeah.
you will be able to listen.
Yeah.
Is she speaking to us?
No, actually, like, to her heart, you know, to her sixth. Like, she's saying, like, I'm bored of my mind. Uh-huh. And it's not like I'm thinking that I'm bored. I'm really bored because I went 68 pilgrimage. Mm-hmm. I did what my mind suggested. Mm-hmm. Nothing worked. So I really, like, I'm really letting go of my mind. And if I, like, another way, like, I'm letting go of all my shelters. And then what will happen that, like, because, I think because of this travel, you know, going 68 pilgrimage and all these things, she really would have felt somewhere that there is some deep place in her, and if she can have connection to this place, you know, things will be very, very easy. So after experiencing everything and letting go of my letting go of her mind, now she's saying that I really trust that you are Sravana Murar, you know. Like you really listen, you know, the sounds of the strings, kind of, you know, that I trust. And I really also trust that reply you will send will be helpful to me, you know. It's not like trust, you know. It will not be like a trust mail, kind of, no. The mail which comes to your trust, another box, what is?
Junk.
Huh?
Junk mail. Virus or junk?
No, like many messages come, not to your box, but to another.
Junk.
Junk, yeah. Like, so she's saying that, you know, like, whatever message you will send will not be like a junk message, you know. It will mean to me. Gambling is things, yeah.
Because if we don't have this gambler's instinct, then we will not make mistakes. And if we don't make mistakes, then we don't learn.
Then we?
And we don't learn.
Can you repeat? Then we?
Then we don't learn.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the horse loses.
In that?
The horse loses.
Yeah, yeah.
Then, for me, what I'm learning from this is to not put all my money down on my house, so that surely the next time the mistake for me would be precisely to once again put all my money down on my house.
Uh-huh.
And risking losing all my money again.
But have you done this, you know? Like, I'm just checking. Because generally what happens, like, when you lose, like, generally, like, the gamblers, you know, when they lose, they put more money, kind of, you know, like. You know, generally, they borrow, you know, like, this is, they borrow from friends, you know. Like, generally, somehow they want to gamble more, like. Like when, actually, like, you know, in gambling, you know, like when you are winning, you don't want to play on, kind of, you know. And when you are losing, you want to play on. Like somehow it looks like very strange to me also, it looks. But generally, like, you know, the people who are winning, they really want to stop somehow, because like they are not anymore in this gambling district, because they feel, this money I have, and I might lose this. Like they start feeling this, that, you know, if I keep on playing, I will lose this. And people who lose, they think, maybe next time is my chance. You know, like experiential kind of, you know, report, what I have, you know, is like this. What? No, I'm saying, like, actually, like, you know, I'm sure that the day you will, like, you know, like you will put whole, you know, you cannot be loser, you know. Like, I know that there is no way that you become loser. Like, only you will become loser if you save some, you know, in your bank, kind of, you know. If you are not trusting the gambling, then certainly, you know, you will become loser. And it's not like, you know, not about money, but really putting the whole heart. You know. No, it's not like in this gamble, you don't put money. You know, you put your whole heart.
Yeah, yeah, because I'm just using this as an example.
Because like to make whole heart together is also like a very, very sincere act. Not only, you know, like in this gambling, like when you put your, like, your whole heart somehow together, this is like the most sincere act you will have done in your lifetime, you know, for the first time. If you can make your heart together, and that act itself is enough to fulfill you. You know.
So you're saying that my mistake is in fact not having put all my money down?
No, I'm not saying it's a mistake, because certainly, you know, like, it's like that, like we really feel like that. But what I'm saying, if you can gather yourself not to do that, what you have been doing, and really, you know, because this act of making your heart together, its step is like a, you know, like 100% act. And 100% act gives 100% result. And like I know that, like in one time, you know, it's really difficult to put heart together. You know, it's like a skill. You know, like it takes time, really, to put heart together. And once it's put together, then maybe even you don't have to gamble, you know. Like once heart is like together, then you will see what it does to you? Can I?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Just one thing by touching the heart together.
Because like our heart is not together actually. Like, you know, like you can see that, you know, like you are trying to, you know, lead your heart to Nimbuchor, and some of it is in Israel, you know, and some of it is in like some other places. Like whole of it is not in Nimbuchor. So like, you know, like when you really put your heart together, you know, it is like a wholesome act.
When you put your heart together, the mind goes.
But actually, when you start putting your heart together, mind goes even that time, because somehow mind cannot manage to be. Once you decide, you know, putting your heart together, generally mind goes away, you know, like somehow with the mind, you know, this is, it is not possible. So somehow mind leaves you, says, now you are crazy, you know. I leave you on your karma, you know. And I'm, like mind will tell you, I'm sure that you will, you know, you will not have any, like, you know, everything, like you will lose all your money, all your things, you know. You will be certainly loser. And then also says, you know, because you are going to be a loser, I don't want to be with you. Kind of, you know, it's that kind of friend. Like, mine is that kind of friend, you know. As like, as you are kind of, you are somehow going towards success, you know, it's really good with you. Bodhiji.
That's what it means? Innocence?
Innocence. Uh-huh.
Is that what it means? Having the whole
heart. Whole heart together. And
no
kind of
reservations or not being split, not being, no hiding places.
No hiding, yeah. Because it's in innocence, you know, like even children, you see, like when they cry, they cry. When they laugh, you know, when they make noise, they make noise, you know. They don't listen that this is meditation area. They don't care, kind of. So like this innocent heart, don't care. So maybe we can sit quietly for a few minutes.